From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has ordered more troops and disaster relief officials to the south of the country, where two powerful earthquakes have struck over the span of 2 days. So far, at least 15 people have died in the quakes, with more than 800 injured. Numerous houses have collapsed, so rescuers expect to find more bodies. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter visited the U.S. warship, the John C. Stennis, in the South China Sea. Speaking at the closing ceremony of a joint military exercise with the Philippines, Mr. Carter talked about the importance of security in the region.
It's said of this region that security is like oxygen. When you have enough of it, you pay no attention to it. But when you don't have enough, you can think of nothing else. Here in the Asia Pacific, through exercises like Balikatan and real-world operations, all of you, Americans and Filipinos, soldiers, sailors, airmen and Marines, provide that oxygen.
China protested the visit by the U.S. Defense Chief to the South China Sea, saying the United States is taking a lopsided approach, favoring China's rivals for territory in the region, China claiming almost the entire South China Sea. Fresh clashes being reported between government and opposition forces in South Sudan less than 5 days before the expected arrival of former rebel leader Riek Machar in Juba. South Sudan gained independence from Sudan in 2011 after decades of civil war. War erupted anew in 2013. This is VOA News. UNHCR, which is running this operation to relocate some 10,000 Mozambican asylum seekers, says to a secure camp in southeastern Malawi, about 320 kilometers away from the volatile border area. Mozambicans have been fleeing to Malawi since December of last year because of renewed sporadic fighting between the opposition RENAMO and government forces, peaking at more than 250 people a day in early March. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says tells VOA the situation appears to be stabilizing now, but the border area remains unsafe.
We need to see how it evolves, and in the meantime, we have to move people away from an area where they could be potentially at risk. Also, it will be easier for us to provide assistance to them further inland. I mean, some of these areas are very remote. During the rainy season, the roads are basically impassable. And that's another reason why we are moving them.
UNHCR says the relocation process will be conducted in a phased manner and should be completed in 6 to 8 weeks. Afghan government is finalizing agreements with some European member states and the European Union to handle the return of Afghan refugees currently in limbo in Greece. Thousands of Afghan refugees are currently in Greece, from where they had hoped to enter Europe. But under an agreement between Turkey and the EU, all migrants who recently arrived in Greece will be returned to Turkey. The fate of the Afghan refugees is not clear. European governments reclassified them as economic migrants in February, reducing their chances of being able to stay in Europe legally. Democratic U.S. presidential candidate Bernie Sanders slammed global inequality as immoral and decried the greed of the fossil fuel industry as he addressed a conference at the Vatican Friday. He said it is the American people in whom he finds hope.
They are not satisfied with the destruction of our environment by a fossil fuel industry whose greed has put short-term profits ahead of climate change and the future of our planet. Our young people want to live in harmony with nature, as part of nature, not destroy nature. They are calling out for a return to fairness.
That is the current senator from Vermont, Bernie Sanders, speaking at the Vatican on Friday. Sanders took a 24-hour break from the campaign trail to attend the conference on social, economic, and environmental issues. Democrat Hillary Clinton, a former U.S. Secretary of State and senator from New York, has a double-digit lead over Sanders in most opinion polls ahead of New York's Tuesday primary election.
That's the latest world news from VOA.